Now to the United States, where a former intelligence analyst is warning the Obama administration to step back from blaming Iran for the foiled assassination plot against the Saudi ambassador in Washington. The US Attorney General says Iran is behind what would have been a blatant act of international terrorism, and which investigating authorities said was intended to be a prelude to other attacks. The Iranian regime is denying any involvement in the plot and says the allegations are US propaganda. At a press conference announcing the plot and the charging of two Iranians, Attorney General Eric Holder said that the US would hold Iran accountable for its actions. The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also warned that the US will consider ways to isolate Iran from the international community.
This kind of action, which violates international norms, must be ended, and other areas where we can cooperate more closely in order to send a strong message to Iran and further isolate it from the international community will also be considered.
That's the US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, but a former CIA analyst with decades of experience studying Iran says the US may have got this dangerously wrong. Robert Bayer spent 21 years working as a CIA case officer in the Middle East. When he spoke to me this morning, he said this plot does not appear to him to be driven by the Iranian government, and he says the US administration must now step back from its comments and open a direct diplomatic channel with the Iranian regime or risk igniting an uncontrollable war. Robert Bayer, were you surprised when you heard about this assassination plot?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right now is not the time for Iran to provoke the United States. We're on edge already vis-a-vis Iran, and just, it came as a total surprise to me.
The Iranian authorities have dismissed this as U.S. propaganda. Is it credible that the Iranian government is behind it?
I don't think it's credible. Not the central government. There may be a rogue element behind it. This doesn't fit their modus operandi at all. It's completely out of character. They're much better than this. They wouldn't be sending money through an American bank. They wouldn't be going to the cartels in Mexico to do this. It's just not the way they work. I've followed them for 30 years, and they're much more careful. And they always use a proxy between them and the operation, and in this case, they didn't. I mean, it's either they're shooting themselves in the foot, or there's pieces of the story I don't know what they are.
Well, the U.S. Attorney General is alleging that it's the Iranian government and has warned that the U.S. will take further action against Iran. What could he mean by that? What form could that action take?
Well, if they had gone through with this and set off a bomb in a Washington restaurant and attacked the Israeli embassy and the rest of it, that's a casus belli. They could have gone to war with Iran. And will they move? Sanctions are not working. They've done all the sanctions they can. Are they going to move to some sort of naval blockade, an embargo? I can't tell you. But if they truly believed the central government was going to launch an attack inside the United States like this, they're going to have to do something now that they're on the record.
Well, they are on the record. They're now saying that they will take further action. It's surely not likely that they would launch a war.
They could be do retaliatory attacks or, hit bomb Quds Force Base in Tehran or any number of things, of course, which would lead to a huge escalation. I just cannot get over the fact, though, and I have to come back to this, the Iranians are not that sloppy to plan something like this and then call back to Tehran. So I can't explain what's going on here.
So are you suggesting that the U.S. Attorney General is actually speaking out too soon in blaming the Iranian government?
I think he is. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see the administration sort of backing down from this in the coming days. On the other hand, if they increase the rhetoric, we are looking at an escalation, which is uncontrollable.
And which could lead where?
It could lead to a conflict in Iran. I mean, if we were to launch an embargo, there's a limited amount of troops in Iraq. Would the Iranians retaliate against them? Would they retaliate against us in any number of places? And this is the problem. Iran truly is the third rail of American foreign policy, and no one's done anything over the years to ameliorate our relations with Iran.
If it's not Iran behind this assassination plot, what are the possibilities?
You could have an individual claiming it's the Iranian government, an Iranian radical. You might actually have a radical in Tehran attempting to frame the government.
And to what extent should the Saudis be concerned about such a plot against their ambassador in the US, whether it's driven by the official authorities, Iran, or not?
I think they should be worried about attacks inside Saudi Arabia. And again, that goes back to escalation.
Well, Iran and the Saudis have long been rival powers in the region, but are the various Arab Spring uprisings ratcheting up the tensions between the two?
Oh, I think they are, because if you look at something like Syria, Iran, no matter what they say, supports the minority regime there. My contention is we're sitting on a volcano in the Middle East, but that's all could be ignited by this kind of tension. And people in the White House, that's exactly what they don't need going into an election.
So what's your advice right now to the president?
Well, I think they made a huge step in this press conference in the wrong direction. You know, now is the time we should have a back channel to Iran, figure out who these people are, a red line we used to have with the Soviet Union, and sort this out. We need a direct channel to the Iranians to talk this through.
And the way that you're speaking at the moment, this is a really serious point of crisis?
I think it's an act of war. If that bomb had gone off, if indeed this was a real plot, it had gone off, it would have been an act of war, and the United States would have been forced to respond with military, an attack. There would have been no question in my mind. So were we that close to a war with Iran? I don't know.
But at this point, you're saying actions need to be taken to step it back from the United States.
Absolutely. We could not control the consequences of a war with Iran. It's uncontrollable. Look, all these scenarios are worst case. And fortunately, they rarely come about. And I hope we step back on this one.
Robert Baer, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's former CIA analyst Robert Baer. His most recent book on Iran is called Dealing with the Devil We Know, Dealing with the New Iranian Superpower. And you can listen to a longer version of that interview on our website.